Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending this briefing. My name is David Higgins, and as the college administrator, I am thrilled to present our new proposal for a comprehensive professional development program for all staff members. Over the past few months, we've been looking closely at the needs of our workforce. Initially, I thought the main driver for this initiative was to improve our overall efficiency across departments. However, after reviewing the recent staff survey in detail, it became clear that boosting morale is actually the most pressing need right now. People want to feel valued and supported in their career progression, and this program is designed to do exactly that. The training will be rolled out in several phases. When we looked at what subjects to cover first, the senior management team suggested focusing heavily on leadership. But in reality, equipping everyone with better digital skills has to be our starting point, given the new administrative software and virtual learning platforms we're adopting next term. Once everyone is confident with the technology, we can move on to other areas. To deliver this training, we initially considered asking our own IT department to run the workshops, as they know the systems well. Instead, we've decided to bring in guest speakers from the tech industry to provide a fresh perspective and share wider industry standards with us. I think you'll find their insights incredibly valuable. Now, finding the right time for this training was a bit tricky. Wednesday mornings were incredibly popular in the poll we sent out, but we realized that setting time aside then would severely disrupt core classes and student timetables. Therefore, Friday afternoons have been officially designated for these development sessions, as campus is generally much quieter then.
Regarding the venue for these sessions, we'd originally hoped to use the newly planned conference centre. Unfortunately, building work on that facility won't be completed until early next year, so the main library will act as our temporary training hub. We've cleared out the entire first floor to ensure there is plenty of space for collaborative work.
Alongside the group workshops, we are setting up a one-on-one mentoring scheme. You might expect external consultants to fill this role, which is common in the corporate sector, but actually our own senior staff will act as mentors to guide newer employees. They have the institutional knowledge that outsiders simply cannot provide.
We also want to actively support staff who are attending relevant courses outside the college. While we cannot cover the full tuition fees for external university degrees just yet, we have secured a budget to fully reimburse your travel expenses for approved off-site training. We hope this removes at least one financial barrier for those of you seeking further qualifications.
To recognise your hard work and commitment to this programme, we looked into offering financial bonuses, though sadly the college budget wouldn't stretch quite that far this year. As an alternative, everyone who successfully completes the initial phase of the programme will receive a bronze certificate to add to their professional portfolio.
We want this programme to evolve based on your experiences. To monitor our programme, sending out a standard online questionnaire was my first thought. However, I believe forming a focus group will give us much more detailed and useful feedback on how the programme is running and what improvements can be made. I'll be asking for volunteers for that next week. Ultimately, investing in you benefits the whole college ecosystem. While raising our academic rankings is a fantastic ambition for the institution, improving student retention is the ultimate goal we hope to achieve through a more highly trained and motivated workforce. If our staff are engaged and skilled, our students will thrive and want to stay with us.
Thank you for listening. Are there any questions before we look at these specific schedules?